Marie Edwards is the Bendigo West MP, and she's going to be a regular contributor to the Wake Up Call. Marie, good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Lovely to be here. I hope you're all well.
Thank you. Yes, I think we are. Last time we checked, anyway. So, look, you know, we can't get away from all things of COVID matters, but generally speaking, what's the sort of feedback and feeling that you're getting from your constituents?
Look, generally it's about people being very comfortable with the process the state government has taken throughout the COVID pandemic, based on always the health advice. Obviously, there are many who have suffered enormously throughout the last 18 months, our businesses, our students, our elderly. But I think when I reflect on the contacts to the office over the last few weeks in particular, it has been to do with mostly businesses who are struggling. And my office has been dealing with all of those contacts on an individual basis and trying to work through some of the supports that are available for them. There's also been an issue around the extension of the lockdown, of course, and there are some who are you know, not keen on continuing with the lockdown. But I think whatever people's views of the restrictions are, and the change of tact, if you like, in relation to how we get to COVID zero, which seems unlikely at this stage, given the Delta strain, I don't think any of it has been a waste at all. And if you look at how the regions, Bendigo and other towns across our region have managed this, we have been COVID-free for a very long time. And that's all thanks to the enormous community support that we've had for those restrictions, and that people have abided by those restrictions. Shepparton, of course, is a bit of an outlier when it comes to that, but the Shepparton community in particular has done a sterling job in containing that outbreak in that community. So I think, you know, the modelling that we've seen shows that the lockdown that we've had has prevented thousands of local COVID cases. We have been fortunate not to see thousands of deaths as well. And I think Victoria's sacrifices in this respect, and in particular in regional Victoria, has absolutely not been in vain.
Would it be part of your remit, Marie, to argue for the regions, or do you have to toe the sort of the parliament line, the party line?
We have regular catch-ups with both the Health Minister and caucus colleagues, and regional members across the board are always advocating for what can be done to support our regions, whether that be an easing of restrictions in some particular areas or focus on particular areas that are being increasingly impacted. So we are always advocating for the best outcomes for regional Victorians, and as was mentioned by the Premier just this week, regional Victoria could potentially have some easing of restrictions next week. And that, again, is thanks to the enormous efforts of the people in our community who've abided by the restrictions and let us get to that point.
So what's looking for the future? I mean, if you're advocating for this, do you know anything how we're going to go next week? Do you have a sort of an early warning, or is it all based very much, as the Premier says, on the day before?
Well, I think it's based on the health advice, Steve. Clearly, whatever the Chief Health Officer and his team advise the government is the direction that will be taken. And I think that what we're seeing is a very low number of COVID cases across the region, and that augurs well for restrictions to be eased. And I can't see that there would be any change to that unless, of course, there was a very significant outbreak in the region.
Yeah. So we mentioned, you know, how the locals are feeling, but we're a resilient lot, aren't we? And it seems to me, and I don't know how you're sort of feeling about it, but most people, while they're, you know, a bit cheesed off because we'd like, obviously, to have more freedom, at the same time, they're doing the right thing and just sort of head down, bum up, and let's keep going until we get through this.
Well, that's right. And I think we can't afford to ease up on restrictions right now and let the virus run free. It would be overwhelming for our hospital system, and our frontline staff would be placed under too much pressure. And quite simply, Steve, people would die.
Yeah.
So we have to be very cautious about this. And the National Cabinet plan is, of course, for an increase in vaccination numbers. And we're looking to get Victorians to that 70% of first immunisation as quickly as possible, which looks like it might be around mid-September. And at that point, we will be able to hopefully announce an easing of restrictions, a very modest easing of restrictions. And then, of course, the goal, the big goal, is 70 to 80% of double vaccinations so that we can actually open up a little bit more. And that's been a National Cabinet agreed decision, and all of the states and territories have signed up to that, including Victoria.
Yeah. Well, Marie, listen, it's great to chat, and we look forward to catching up monthly with you, and alternate fortnights we'll catch up with Jacinta Allen, your East Bendigo compatriot. So thank you very much for your contribution this morning, and look forward to chatting again very soon.
My pleasure, Steve. Thank you for inviting me to your program. Bye-bye.
Pleasure. All the very best to you. That's Marie Edwards, Bendigo West MP.